Urban Radio Show. The history the government hopes you never learn. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show, hour number three. Dan the Man is now in our control room, ready to answer the phone when you call into 800-313-9443, 800-313-9443. I want to talk about the carbon Nazis. They're obviously getting ready to come back and try and sell this whole carbon tax, carbon credit, blah, 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 blah. We've had another very rough winter. It is still not over in many parts of the world. And all of those scientists who hitched their funding and their reputation to Al Gore and his global warming scare are getting desperate to keep their funding, to salvage their reputations. And they're getting desperate out there. This is a story from ArsTechnica.com. The oceans continue to warm, especially the deeps. This is a continuation of their latest talking point. Yeah, we've had a lot of snow and ice up here on the surface of Earth, but the world is getting warmer, and that heat, that warmth is hiding deep in the ocean. That's their latest comment here. And here's a quote from the article. When discussing global warming, the public eye is mostly directed to global average surface air temperatures, but that's just one tiny slice of the climate pie. If you haven't noticed, the ocean is awfully big, and it holds a great deal more heat energy than the atmosphere. That's true. In fact, about 90% of the energy that's been added to the climate system by human activities has gone into the ocean. That part is not true. For the reason I pointed out yesterday, how many active volcanoes and thermal vents are on the floor of the world's oceans? And don't feel embarrassed if you don't know the answer. It's a trick question. Nobody knows. Nobody knows how many active volcanoes and thermal vents there are on the floor of the world's oceans pouring heat into the water. They didn't even know there were thermal vents until Dr. Robert Ballard found them. They're still finding active undersea volcanoes. To this very day, they finally realize the El Nino current comes from a chain of active volcanoes off the coast of New Zealand. They didn't know we're down there. And if nobody knows how many volcanoes and how large they are and the thermal vents are down there pouring all this intense volcanic heat into the water, then nobody can really point to a particular temperature of the ocean and claim it is the result of human activity. It's just more USDA choice bovine excrement. And the reason they're doing this thing about, oh, the world is warmer, but the heat is hiding from you. It's being sneaky. It's waiting down there until you drop your defenses, and then it will leap out of the ocean and scorch the earth in a single day. The fact is, the dire warnings of the carbon Nazis have cratered spectacularly. Back in 2000, they were screaming snow would be a thing of the past. Al Gore repeated that in 2009. We still have snow. In fact, this last winter, we had more of it. Look at all the snow records that were set. 10 years ago, the former head of Greenpeace claimed Greenland would lose all of its ice in 20 years. We're halfway through that 20-year prediction, and Greenland still has all of its ice intact. Temperatures have not gone up, although CO2 actually has, for almost 20 years now. And as people are struggling with their snow shovels as winter lingers on, they're wondering if we're actually headed into a repeat of the Little Ice Age. And so all those scientists who bet their funding and reputation on Al Gore's carbon trading scheme are desperate to save face, to find some way to keep screaming, "We were right about global warming," even as the world demonstrably cools. So now we have evil warmness lurking deep in the ocean like some mutant pelagic shark, biding its time until it can roast you with a sudden onslaught of stored heat. Except there's a flaw in this idea of heat hiding in the deep ocean, and it's called warm water rises. And we'll be back after these words from our sponsors.
There are many water filters to choose from, but there is only one system that is consistently customer rated 5 stars as the number one system for effective filtration of fluoride, radiation, drug residues, heavy metals, a wide range of radioisotopes, and more. Introducing the PureFect Ultra, the next generation water filter that also raises alkaline pH, improves antioxidant potential, and has advanced anti-radiation technology, all while using no electricity. Sold worldwide, it provides virtually instant clean water on demand. It is not made in China, and the shipping is free to all 50 states. Buy your PureFect Ultra today by visiting PureFectFilters.com. Or call 888-891-4821. Again, that's 888-891-4821. Or visit PureEffectFilters.com.
An effective 100% organic nutritional supplement is now available to be shipped out to you, rush delivery. Heart and Body Extract is a 100% natural, organic, and wildcrafted formula made out of garlic, hawthorn berries, hawthorn leaves, coleus, motherwort, bilberry, butcher's broom kelp, mistletoe, ginger, and cayenne pepper. It is an excellent formula designed to balance and support the heart and circulatory system. It is extremely effective and starts to work within days. Order your 2-month supply by visiting heartandbody.com or by calling 866-295-5305, 866-295-5305. Take the high road to a long and happy life. HeartandBody.com.
With financial uncertainty circling the globe due to job losses, decline in the housing market, a climate of corruption, bailouts, currency rigging, and unfair competition, many are once more turning to precious metals as the only hedge against the uncertainty of the future. With the U.S. House conducting hearings on proposals to confiscate workers' personal retirement accounts, including 401ks and IRAs, this is the time to secure your assets. Call Republic Trading Group today, 800-691-7898, before this happens, and find out how easy it is to convert your existing IRA and in some instances your 401k plan into real wealth now. Don't let the ravages of hyperinflation caused by the massive increase of fiat currency now flooding world markets affect your retirement account. Call RTG at 800-691-7898 and experience the security and peace of mind that only real gold and silver can offer. That number again is 800-691-7898. Call now.
Spirit will never die. We will not go down in Gaza tonight. Women and children alike.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show. We're talking about the carbon Nazis who are desperate to raise on a busted flush. And they're still getting, of course, support from the Obama administration because Barack Obama wants to pass a carbon tax. They're taxing everything that moves right now and even some things that don't move. So they're out to grab the money, grab the money, grab the money. Higher taxes on this, higher taxes on that. IMF wants $1.40 a gallon tax on American drivers to fight global warming. And so they got to come on outstairs and go, yes, global warming is real. Pay no attention to those icicles falling off your nose and your eyelashes. The world is warmer. What are you going to believe, your own eyes or our pretty printed pieces of paper here? Now, as we mentioned, they're still trying to push this idea that warming leads to cooling, that the increasing ice caps are because, well, you know, the heat melted them and really nonsensical stuff. And either the people writing these articles are scientifically illiterate, or at least they're hoping that you all are scientifically illiterate and don't understand the failings of their claims here. Now, there's a new piece of propaganda that's coming out now. This was actually over at Yahoo. And the headline reads, even doubters want to prepare for global warming. And what it's basically saying is that even though a lot of people think this global warming is a hoax, most Americans will support being prepared just in case. In other words, now they're trying to sell the idea that, well, maybe the world isn't getting warmer, but you should pay a carbon tax anyway, just in case. Just in case. You know, your heart may be healthy. We're going to give you statins just in case. That's the new push. That's what they're really saying. Even though the dire warnings of the global warming cult have failed, even though they predicted snow is a thing of the past, we got record amounts this year, even though we have the former head of Greenpeace on video admitting the whole thing about Greenland losing its ice sheet was just a made-up scary story, even though the world stopped heating up 20 years ago, even though the real-world signs show the start of a new little ice age, even though solar activity and oscillations in the Earth's orbits are the dominant controls of climate, people are still going to be okay paying a carbon tax just in case. That's how absurd it is getting. Now, remember I said, in addition to the financial gain, remember, Al Gore set up his carbon exchange with the help of Ken Lay from Enron. And the agenda there is to loot planet Earth using carbon dioxide, the way Enron looted California using electricity. That's what it's all about. That's the financial dimension. But there's a political dimension. And that is to get the world to agree to live under a global environmental authority as a stepping stone to global government. This push for the new world order rested on three pillars. A global flu pandemic requiring obedience to a global health authority. That one didn't work out. A global financial crash, which would lure us all into swearing undying fealty to a global version of the Federal Reserve. That one's not working out either. Because most people are realizing globalism is what turned America's financial corruptions into a global calamity. More globalism won't fix it. That's like backing the Titanic up and whacking the iceberg on the other side in the hope that it'll stop the leaks. And, of course, the third foundation was global warming requiring obedience to a global environmental authority. And here we are hearing it come out over at Market Daily News. They're talking where scientists are saying there needs to be an exclusive club to assume command of global geoengineering to fight global warming. Blah, 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 blah. Now, as I said, these scientists are desperate to preserve their reputations. They hitched their credibility, their reputation to global warming. It's not working out. And over at NASA, James Hansen has found the ideal solution. He's leaving. He's retiring. He was, you know, he was the one in NASA who was out there screaming the loudest about global warming. It's a disaster. We've got to do something. Now he's skedaddling. The official story is he's leaving to focus more attention on global warming. No, he isn't. He's getting out of Dodge before NASA's reputation is destroyed by the avalanche of snow. That's what's going on over there. And it may have to do with another study that did come out of NASA showing that carbon dioxide in the atmosphere is actually acting as a coolant. And this is a good illustration of why these computer models, which are the entire foundation for screaming global warming, are bogus. They're set up to create a simulation that will support the global warming agenda, but they don't operate as real world. And a good example would be, we all know what greenhouse effect is. If you have a frame and it's covered with glass or plexiglass, light coming through is converted to infrared. The infrared warms the interior, and you can have veggies and stuff all through the winter. And that property of converting light to infrared is mimicked, similar that you see with the greenhouse gases, water vapor being the most prevalent. Methane, far more potent than carbon dioxide, and carbon dioxide is in the mix as well. But carbon dioxide was chosen for a very simple reason. You're not going to get the people of planet Earth to pay a tax on water vapor. I didn't make that cloud. It's not my fault. I don't owe you anything on it. Methane was avoided because most methane comes from termites and deep crust microbes. And these are life forms that are far too intelligent to fall for these scams like global warming. So they settled on carbon dioxide because that one could be blamed on human activity. Even though the human contribution to planetary carbon dioxide is a fraction of 1%. Oh, it's the tip over. We've got to tax carbon dioxide. That's really what it's all about. And they said carbon dioxide in the atmosphere acts like a pane of glass in a greenhouse. And in fact, it doesn't, because the pane of glass in a greenhouse isn't moving. does not allow air to flow from one side of the pane of glass to the other. Carbon dioxide in the atmosphere doesn't actually do that. It circulates. It convects. And so this NASA study that went out and looked at the actual behavior of carbon dioxide in the atmosphere, as opposed to a computer that modeled somebody's wishful thinking, found out carbon dioxide's actually cooling the atmosphere. There's a good one for you. Now, what drives climate on Earth? First of all, you need to understand something. Climate is always changing on planet Earth. It has for the entire estimated 4.5 billion years Earth has been in its current form. And climate is going to go on changing long after humans have gone extinct. There has never been a period in geological history where the climate stayed the same. It just doesn't happen. The balance of nature is a romantic notion, but it's not real world. Nature is chaos. Nature is change. Nature is banging down through the halls of time, colliding with the furniture and the rock outcroppings. It is not stable. It's very unstable. And so this idea that climate can be controlled is nonsense. The dominant forces of climate control on this planet are the sun, that big, bright, hot thing up in the sky. And I remember it wasn't too long ago, some of the carbon Nazis were screaming that the sun has absolutely no influence on climate here on Earth. Really? Take the sun away. Watch what's going to happen to the climate. Going to get real cold, real fast. Now, when the sun is very active, a lot of sunspots, a lot of turbulence, fewer cosmic rays reach the surface of planet Earth because the Earth's magnetic field is all riled up. When the sun is quiet, as it is right now, even though this is supposed to be the solar max year, the maximum of the 22-year sunspot cycle, and the sun isn't cooperating, when the sun is quiet, more cosmic rays reach the surface of planet Earth. Cosmic rays stimulate cloud formation. Think back to those little cloud chamber experiments in high school physics. Or if you're in Los Angeles, you go to the Griffith Park Observatory, they've got a wonderful cloud chamber that just shows the little streaks of vapor caused by these cosmic rays passing through a saturated atmosphere. So if you have cosmic rays reaching the Earth stimulating cloud formation, clouds are white. They're reflective. More of the sun's light is reflected away from the Earth back out into space, and the Earth will cool. The little ice age in Europe is associated with a very quiet period of solar activity called the Maunder Minimum. And CERN recently reconfirmed this idea that cosmic rays are what stimulate cloud formation in the sky. That's why clouds appear here, but not here. It's a very, very complex mechanism. But the more cosmic rays you have, the more clouds will form. It's the way it works. Cosmic rays also open the ion channels for lightning bolts. That's why they're jagged. It's actually a collection of multiple overlapping ion channels caused by cosmic rays. That's why during this kind of extreme cosmic ray activity, you get more interesting looking thunderstorms. The second thing controlling climate on Earth, and this is the biggie, contrary to popular belief, the Earth's orbit is not entirely stable. It oscillates in shape from circular to elliptical over tens of thousands of years. When the Earth's orbit is more elliptical because of orbital mechanics described by Kepler, the Earth spends more time further away from the sun, and that's where you get the ice ages. Then when the Earth's orbit becomes more circular and Earth is spending more of its time closer to the sun, you get the interglacial periods. So until the carbon Nazis can control the output of the sun or change the shape of Earth's orbit, there's nothing they can do to really control climate. This whole carbon dioxide is the cause of all evil. It's just another scam to take your money and trick you into obedience. And that's all it ever was. We'll be right back.
Oh, yeah. Warning for all Gulf Coast disaster survivors. Be aware that dangerous gases are in the air you breathe. Benzene, hydrogen sulfide, methylene chloride, and Corexit 9500. Keep your body clean with micro plant powder. For all Gulf Coast residents and all who want to be healthy, HempUSA.org brings you a new formulation of micro plant powder with lactobacillus acidophilus, rebuilding your immune system while detoxing the rest of your body, pulling out positive toxins, heavy metals, viruses, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Micro plant powder will help eliminate these dangerous chemicals from the body used in the Gulf cleanup. At HempUSA.org, we want you to try our number one selling detox product, micro plant powder. Call and order at 1-908-691-2608. 1-908-691-2608. Or visit us at HempUSA.org today.
Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we have been building our online store. Well, we have been focusing on bringing you the best talk show host in the country. Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we also want our listeners to have products they can use every day and in times of emergency. We have added new products each week to our store. Your support of this network, plus products at the best prices, is a win-win situation. Check out our new store. Go to our website, republicbroadcasting.org, and click on the online store located at the top of our website. Together, we can continue to grow RBN and help our listeners prepare for the future. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on our online store, or call us at 1-877-605-9200.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
What really happened? Wouldn't you like to know? Tuning to Mike with Pharaoh, really have to pray, you know. Tired of the mainstream media lies, listening to Mike with really open your eyes. Tuning to Mike with Pharaoh, really have to pray, you know.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show here. We're going to go back to the phones. Kit in California. Aloha, Kit. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hey, how you doing today, Mike?
Doing okay.
I was just wondering if you've ever heard of the World Government of World Citizens.
It doesn't really ring a bell. I mean, I've heard of both terms. I've never heard them strung together like that before.
Okay, well, I came across this website not too long ago. It was started by a former B-2 bomber pilot from World War II, mm-hmm. who, after he was done with his service, says, I want no part of this any longer. He renounced his U.S. citizenship and declared himself a, quote-unquote, world citizen. Since then, there have been about just under a million people that have joined and declared themselves world citizens. They issue passports, birth certificates, IDs, and I was actually thinking about joining. I was just wondering if you had any opinion about it.
Well, it's a very wonderful romantic idea, but I think at this point we can look at the state of the world right now, and as much as we'd like the idea of everybody thinking of themselves as citizens of planet Earth and getting along peacefully, the practicality of the situation is that what we need is a planet with 1,000 or more independent nations that have borders between them. For the same reason we put fireproof doors in buildings and watertight bulkheads in ships.
I'm sorry, Mike, I didn't mean to interrupt you. Go ahead.
Basically, the idea is if there is a one world government and one world banking system, there are some problems with it. First of all, what happens when the next Adolf Hitler comes along and takes control, as will inevitably happen? There won't be anybody else on the world to stand up against them. Second, because there are no alternative cultures anywhere, social evolution will come to a halt. Globalism is anti-evolution in the societal civilization sense. Governments tend to basically become fossilized. They want to keep things the way they were. Look how desperate our government is to try and get things back to the way they were at the height of the Cold War in the 1950s and 1960s. They can wave Russians at us and scare us out of our money and obedience. And obviously, as I said before, the dropping of financial borders between nations is why the mortgage-backed security fraud collapse in New York triggered the events in Europe, and again, because all of those financial borders have been dropped, what's happening in Cyprus is already spreading to France, to Spain and to Italy and to Slovenia, and will eventually come here. And so as romantic as the idea of one world united together would be, and it can be spiritually and philosophically, but for reasons of practical consideration, I think the planet is much better off with 1,000 little tiny nations, each looking after their own, not dependent on the other nations, so that if there is a calamity in one of these nations, the rest can go in and help and not get dragged down with it.
No, I understand, and I do agree with you. However, this isn't, it doesn't have a central legislating body. It's not widely recognized, so it's more of just an independent declaratory statement of I am a citizen of the world. I'm not just a tax number or something to be fed off of.
Mm-hmm. Well, it's a very romantic notion, and in that context, I think it's a cool idea.
And they have a, if you check up website, it's pretty interesting. It's worldservice.org, and they even have an idea for a commodity currency, which is the 10 kilowatt dollar.
So, okay.
Just food for thought if you want to check it out.
No, I'm certainly a supporter of using electricity as the asset of value to back a new monetary system. And for a philosophical point of view, I like the idea of a single planet. And like I said, I like to consider myself a citizen of planet Earth. But again, when you get into the realm of industry and agriculture and finance and certainly guarding against the rise of a new supranational tyranny, I think we're better off as a planet with 1,000 small nations rather than a world being fought over by a couple of empires.
Oh, I agree.
Okay.
I just wanted your opinion. All right, thanks.
That's my opinion. That is my opinion, and I will admit it under oath. Now then, I want to talk a little bit about an article that came out. Again, this is on CBS, where the U.S. government is finally starting to look into the issue of whether cell phone radio waves might be harmful. And it comes under the heading of new knowledge and new awareness can sometimes overturn earlier declarations. And the reason for that is very, very simple. When you talk about the potential harm of radio energy to life on Earth, up until recently, the calculations were all based purely on the idea, was there enough energy in the radio waves to break a molecular bond? Obviously, in your microwave oven, the answer is yes. But the conventional wisdom out here in the rest of the world is, if there isn't enough energy to start breaking molecular bonds, then the radio transmitter is very, very safe. Then, of course, we started looking at these terahertz naked body scanners that TSA is subjecting us to, and the strange sudden emergence of clusters of cancer among the TSA workers.
Which we all feel bad for.
Got to take a break for commercials. More about this when we come back.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Are you facing foreclosure? Worried about late payments? Fight back and stay in your home. Zero debt guaranteed can help. We'll send you a free ebook just for calling 800-477-9256 or go to zerodebtguaranteed.com. Get the details on how to remove your risk to your debt. And so important to many homeowners today, how to stop foreclosure.
Forget loan modification.
The Zero Debt in 90 Days system can show you how to get the bank to pay your property taxes and insurance while stopping your foreclosure.
Without paying one dime.
You can take control. Stop foreclosure. Protect your cash, assets, wages, property, and sleep peacefully at night.
We've been helping people for over 18 years.
Call Zero Debt Guaranteed, 800-477-9256. Ask for free information, no obligation. That's 800-477-9256. Or visit ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com now.
American gardeners and fellow patriots, make the right choice with your money, time, and your family food supply. Choose 100% pure heirloom seeds in the Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. Why spend more? The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com is only $37.95 and includes 20 varieties of pure, hardy, easy-to-grow heirloom seeds. Yes, only $37.95. That's 70% less than our competitors. You could buy three Survival Seed Vaults for less than one of theirs. The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com includes detailed planting and seed saving instructions and ships same day. Plus, all orders over $49 ship free. MyPatriotSupply.com is American owned by patriots like you, passionate about freedom and preparedness. Call now, 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Or discover more emergency preparedness items when you order at MyPatriotSupply.com. Choose the original. Choose the Survival Seed Vault at MyPatriotSupply.com.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
There was a mighty nation, blessed above all of creation. It was a rare and precious pearl, conceived in faith and liberty, home of the brave, land of the free. It was the envy of the world. But this shining city on a hill has turned from the Creator's will and let evil take control. Now the reckless men.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show. And we're talking about a new investigation into the health effects of cell phone radio waves being undertaken by U.S. regulators. And remember, the regulators are probably going to be listening to all of those cell phone companies who are a major, major wealthy series of corporations to say, it's perfectly safe. There's no reason. But let's talk about the science, what's going on. Up until now. In fact, let me preface this with a reminder. If you're my age, you probably remember a time when you could go into any shoe store in America and you would see a fluoroscope that you would just put your feet in the little box and then you could look through this little set of goggles and you would see a real-time live x-ray of your feet. And the idea was that this was the perfect way to fit the shoes to your feet so that you would be comfortable standing at your job all day long. There was even a film put out by the U.S. Surgeon General encouraging people to use these machines. And then in the 1960s, all the shoe store salesmen started coming down with cancer. And it took until the 1980s for the last of these things to be retired. And the government said, they're safe. They're perfectly safe to use. Go ahead, use them. They're wonderful. There was an early Michael Caine movie called Billion Dollar Brain, where one of these shoe store fluoroscopes is part of the storyline. And you can still find pictures of them out there, and History Channel actually had one on one of their little programs a while back. It's just a reminder, just because the government says something is safe doesn't mean it's so. So anyway, we're talking about whether or not radio waves can be harmful to you. And up until now, the benchmark standard has been, if the radio wave does not have enough energy to sever a molecular bond, it's considered a safe level of exposure. Then all of a sudden, when TSA started getting these terahertz radio naked body scanners, all of a sudden, some of the TSA workers began in Boston, it's now hit other cities, started coming down with a higher incidence of cancer than the general population. And we've been seeing denial, oh, it's got nothing to do with it, it's got nothing to do with it. But John Hopkins Medical School and MIT both started looking into this, and they discovered there was a new, previously unknown phenomenon that needed to be looked at. It's called molecular resonance. Now, if you want to know what resonance is, there's a very famous disaster involving a bridge in the Tacoma Narrows, Washington. It was called Galloping Gertie. And the bridge was built to withstand the stress of the winds that they would get in the Tacoma Narrows. But what they didn't plan for was resonance, the idea that the bridge would start oscillating. That's where it got the name Galloping Gertie. And it only took a little bit of wind to keep amplifying this natural resonance of the bridge until finally the bridge tore itself apart. And it turns out long chain molecules do exactly the same thing. And what MIT and Johns Hopkins discovered is that radio waves of considerably less energy than it takes to physically break a molecular bond can start the molecules oscillating and vibrating. And they can pump more energy in over time, and the individual energy is still not enough to break the molecular bonds, but if the molecule gets vibrating enough, it starts to break those molecular bonds. And you get damaged DNA, damaged proteins. And this is a whole new phenomenon they didn't understand before. And so now what is an acceptable level of exposure to radio waves may have to be revised downward. And a lot of people are saying, where does cancer come from? Because it's known cancer was very rare in ancient times. Is it environmental? Well, you can test your cell phone and say, is that a threat? You can test your walkie-talkie, is that a threat? But do you realize how completely saturated with radio energy you are right now sitting in your home? You've got all the commercial AM and FM broadcasters transmitting around you. They're all broadcasting at once. You're only listening to one station, but the radio waves from all of those stations are impinging on you. All the police and fire and emergency first responders transmitters and their base stations are radiating. Radars constantly radiating. Military communication radio, commercial VHF radios all around you. The radio spectrum is completely saturated. They're running out of room and bands, and you are constantly being showered with all of that radio energy. And if they're finding out that very low energy radio waves can, through this process of molecular resonance, start damaging your DNA, then all of a sudden the door opens to a possible explanation for why there's so much cancer, particularly in the industrialized cities where you have the highest density of radio energy. Shortwave, satellite, even the little radar above the door at your supermarket when you walk in and the door is open. That's now radar. It used to be a little mat on the ground you'd stomp on to open the door. Now it's a little radar above the door. And of course, because radio and TV are inextricably a part of our society, there'll probably be a tremendous amount of political information not to look at that, or political influence not to look at that, just as we see with SSRIs and violence. But we need to look at that as a possibility. We need to correlate the rise of cancer with the rise of powerful radio and TV transmitters. Now, as you know, there has been a project to map the human genome. And one of the findings coming out of it, there used to be this idea that most of your DNA was considered junk. And the conventional wisdom was that 97% of your DNA didn't seem to do anything, was not involved in protein synthesis, which is what builds your body and your tissues. Now they're beginning to realize that what they thought was junk DNA does do something. This is coming out of From the Trenches World Report. And they're saying it does seem to have a biological function. They're not exactly sure what it does. It's not protein synthesis, but it's getting in there and it's causing some changes. Well, this actually makes a lot of sense because we are all born with instincts, the instinct to breathe, the instinct to eat, the instinct to survive, the instinct to procreate. That has to be in there somewhere. And maybe this 97% of the DNA that isn't involved in the actual building of proteins and bone and tissue is, if you'll pardon the expression, the operating system for the human mind. Now, I know the liberal political philosophy embraces a concept called tabula rasa, that you're born with a completely empty brain and everything that you think and feel and know is the result of absorption from the culture around you. This all goes back to Margaret Mead and her book Coming of Age in Samoa, which is a holy Bible of liberal political thought, even though it's since been exposed to have been a complete fraud. So setting that whole issue aside, you are born with a lot of inherent knowledge. You're born with inherent memories, things that you've picked up from all of the evolution. It's got to be coded in there somewhere. And this looks like a good place to start. So I'm not surprised that they're all of a sudden saying, oh, yeah, that stuff does do something after all. Let's see. The World Health Organization has now suspended a vaccine. It's a 5-in-1 vaccine, Quinvaxum. And apparently over in the developing world where this stuff is being handed out, 26 children have died. Far more have experienced severe reactions, including fevers, vomiting, and bruises all over their body without an impact. Petechia, hemorrhagic bleed out. Wonderful, wonderful stuff. Now, another story that we got here, ADHD seen in 11% of U.S. children as diagnosis rise. Attention deficit hyperactivity disorder. When I was a kid, we called it the teacher is boring the crud out of me. And we know education is being dumbed down. They just busted all those school people down in Atlanta for rigging the tests that made it look like their school district had turned around and was educating the kids. It wasn't. They're just rigging the tests there. I remember when I taught briefly at the high school level back in Southern California, all the energy was in trying to get the dullards to wake up and do something, and all of the really smart kids were being neglected. So, of course, they're looking out the window, and they're trying to amuse themselves. They're bored out of their minds. I actually got slammed on for trying to hold a little lunchtime workshop for the smart kids to teach them some extra stuff, like how to use the slide rule. I know you have to be my age to understand what a slide rule is. And so the kids are bored. The smart kids are bored. And they start acting out, and they start saying, well, you know, I can't just sit here and do nothing for the entire school day. I already know everything you're teaching these other people. So they're not going to blame the education system. They're not going to blame the teachers. They're not going to blame a political philosophy that focuses all the educational effort on kids who just don't want to learn. So the smart kids who are bored, oh, they've got a mental illness. They have ADHD. Let's give them SSRIs. And SSRIs are big business. And so, of course, they're going to say, oh, yes, it's an epidemic. All the kids are getting SSRIs, 11%, and it's going up. We've got to get all these kids on the medications. By the way, one of the more independent Fox News affiliates just came out with another report on the link between these SSRI antidepressants and acts of extreme violence and suicide. We posted it to the front page of whatreallyhappened.com, and we added it to that resource page for SSRIs and violence. They know this is a problem. The gun grabbers know this is the real cause of the problem. But the word has gone out. We will not acknowledge a link between these prescription antidepressants and violence, because our good buddies over there at the pharmaceutical industries will stop writing those very generous checks to us, and the agenda here is to blame the guns. Guns are the cause of gun violence, just like cars are the cause of drunk driving, and swimming pools are the cause of drowning. Now then, onto the subject of computers. As you're probably aware by now, Israel and the hacktivist collective Anonymous are going head to head. Anonymous broke into the Mossad's computers and got a list of known agents that's now gone viral all over the net. Israel is now screaming they're bracing for a potentially crippling cyber attack that is supposed to peak on April 7th, this weekend. We'll see what comes of that. Talk about the pot calling the kettle black, because Israel's one of the biggest hackers out there, not just at the government level. Israel has the highest per capita population of criminals, cyber criminals, operating inside there. Meanwhile, the Department of Homeland Security is now using video games to recruit kids to be cyber warriors for the United States, which means those high scores that you're getting on your computer game are going up that wire to somebody so they can come knock on the door and say, hey, we have a job for you. Now, down in Texas, there's been a very, very interesting court decision. This is for all you Linux people. And there is a company called Unilock USA, and they basically are making all their money suing everybody over what they claim is patent infringements on things that are supposed to be in the public domain. And Unilock will try and patent them and then sue everybody. They've gone after Adobe, Microsoft, Sony, Symantec, and now they went after Rackspace. And Rackspace uses Linux for their servers. And basically, Unilock tried to sue them for patent infringement over something that's built into Linux. And fortunately, the judge saw through this, and the Red Hat Linux people went to court to support this, to say that this is prior art. You can't just patent something that's in existence and start suing everybody. If it's documented to be in the public domain, it is beyond the reach of a patent. Sometimes they get really silly. I remember in the early years of computer animation, there was a company that tried to patent the concept of anti-aliasing and say it now belongs to us. You got to pay us a license for any anti-aliased image out there. And, of course, that one didn't go very far in the court. But they do get very, very silly. And what's morally reprehensible is these people trying to patent these technologies didn't develop the technologies, which is what patenting is supposed to be, to protect something you yourself invented, not just go out and find something that's useful and grab it and patent it. There have been some disasters. VisiCalc was the first spreadsheet, was out on the original Apple II. Their developers didn't patent it. And another company came along and produced a similar product and said, we've patented it, it's now ours. They grew insanely rich. The original VisiCalc people went out of business. So it's very predatory out there. We're going to go to the phones. Don in Ohio. Aloha, Don. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Yeah, I just had a question for you. I know you had some problems with the router and stuff like that before.
Yes,
and I got something going on right now on mine that is really odd, and I was wondering if anybody else has experienced anything like this. I've got a couple computers on the internet right now, and other ones are fine. But I went back to my one laptop here. It says that the internet is blocked by Cisco. It says access to the internet is blocked at this time. Enter the parental control passwords. Make all blocked websites and content available for 1 hour. Well, I got no parental controls on my computer at all. I was wondering if it happened to anybody else.
Okay, what you're probably dealing with, all of the newer routers come with parental controls built in, and in order to alter them, you need to log into the router itself. The router is going to appear on your LAN as another IP address, and there should have been a little instruction book that came with the router that said to access the router's control panel, you open up a web browser and you go to 192. blah 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 blah, and you will get a little control panel, and that's where you access this stuff. But Cisco is definitely leading the forefront of routers that are supposed to take care of us, even if we don't want it to. And
this is a Linksys. And I've been using it. It's fine on my other computers. It's only on one computer that's doing it.
It's only on one computer. You are going to need to look at the permissions for that computer as it appears to the Linksys router. And again, you're probably going to have to go back to Linksys to look at this. But that sounds to me like it's a router misconfiguration. You said before Cisco was blocking you, and okay, well, isn't Cisco part? Or doesn't Cisco now own Linksys?
Oh, I don't know. Maybe they do.
Yeah,
but it's
an
old Linksys. I mean, it's not like anything new. I've been using it for a long time.
Okay, well, I can't help you because I'm not psychic.
I was just curious if it was happening.
I think that's where you need to look at it. You might want to restore the factory settings. Got to let you go. Okay. Coming up on a commercial break. We'll be right back after these words from our sponsors.
What will you do without freedom? That's the question the American Freedom Party is asking as a high-tech surveillance state continues to be constructed in the one-time land of liberty. Through methodical gradualism over many years, the United States has been hollowed out economically and morally. The Republican Party is little more than a partner in crime to the open globalism and cultural Marxism of the Democrats. Both parties support the offshoring of American industry and jobs, open borders, endless wars of aggression all over the world, and slavish obedience to Israel and to the banksters and gangsters of Wall Street. The American Freedom Party is guided by the sole principle of supporting what's good for America and Americans. The American Freedom Party rejects the archaic liberal conservative paradigm in favor of an outspoken advocacy of freedom and liberty that rings true to America's traditional values and way of life. The hour is late, but America can yet survive and begin to thrive again if enough Americans act to regain their freedom. The alternative is too bleak to contemplate. Learn more about the American Freedom Party by going to AmericanFreedomPartyInfo.us. That's AmericanFreedomPartyInfo.us.
Golden Stag Safaris invites you to hunt in one of Argentina's most beautiful scenarios. Enjoy the quietness of the Pampas and the five-star accommodation lodge. Excellent food and wine included in your stay. All the while hunting big game in the Argentine Valley. An area known for having a wide range of game, excellent trophies, the biggest stags in South America, as well as many other species. All gold medal quality. One-on-one guided hunts, rental guns available with the highest quality scopes in every caliber, Land Rovers for transport, pickup at Buenos Aires Airport, and a private aircraft for charter is all available. Go to www.goldenstagsafaris.com to see photos and for more information. Again, www.goldenstagsafaris.com.
Now more than ever, killing many viruses and bacteria in our homes and at work is important. With the flu epidemic running rampant, you need to protect yourself and your family the best you can with purified air. Our air purifiers not only kill many viruses and bacteria in the air, but on surfaces too. Our air purifiers will also kill molds, fungi, mildew, oxidizes chemical fumes and toxic gases, removes dust, pollen, pet odors, and smoke. We have portable units, HVAC and industrial size units. In our homes today, protect your family the best you can by calling 1-877-605-9200 or go to our online store at republicbroadcasting.org. Call today to receive your 10% off and free shipping on any home unit. 1-877-605-9200.
Working two jobs ends never seem to me. She often goes hungry so her babies can't eat. Fatherless son wears torn clothes to school. We're making fun of him's the only golden rule. She doesn't know.
Aloha, America. Welcome back to the last segment of our show today. Over at Jim Sinclair's Mindset, he's got a notification up, and I just linked it to whatreallyhappened.com. The headline is, Today's Massive Attempt to Break gold. Remember what I said earlier about all the stuff coming out saying, ah, gold's not doing well. Silver is just junk metal. You don't want to waste your money on these coins and bars and the rest of it. And so basically he's out there saying there does appear to be a massive attempt to suppress gold, to camouflage the weakening Western banking system. They're saying paid shills, he's calling them bashers, are flooding into all the pro-gold sites, and many other gold sites are under attack in other ways. Gold banks are flogging the paper market, seeking to keep the price down, but they're trying to not sell too much of the paper contracts because somewhere down the road they got to redeem them, and they're running out of physical here. So they're trying to keep gold under 1600. They need people to keep their money in the stock market and in the banks. And they're getting really, really desperate. And a reminder, if you have any extra cash on hand, and you should be thinking seriously about taking a part of your savings account and bring it back home, and you want to go into silver and gold physical, do not go for paper. And reminder, over at republicbroadcasting.org, you will see a link to the Republic Trading Group. And they are gold and silver dealers. And when you do business with them, you are helping to support Republic Broadcasting so that we can keep on getting this information out so that you can make good choices. As long as the bankers are working as hard as they can to keep the prices down, now is the time to buy in. Sooner or later, it will go up. And even if it doesn't, it's not going to go down the way the U.S. dollar is. And so, again, looking at what's going on at Cyprus, and it's already spreading to other countries. They're talking about a second, you know, haircut. And Ben Bernanke's out there saying, I'm not worried about a haircut. I don't have any hair. But now's the time to really seriously think about taking, if you've got a savings account, and I know a lot of you don't, I certainly don't, but if you have a savings account, you want to think about bringing some of that money home and just keep it under your own control. Under the mattress, in the mayonnaise jar, buried out by the pineapple plant, wherever. And if you have significant cash on hand, seriously think about getting some physical silver and gold. Do not go into the paper contracts. That one article that we linked showed the paper contracts are doing very poorly, but they're being used to drag down the price of silver by blending the physical and paper contracts. It is very important. They can't keep this Ponzi scheme going much longer. They're desperate to start a world war to distract from it. If they don't get the world war, it is all going to come crashing down. And you've got to be taking care of you and your family because the government isn't going to do it. The government's looking out for itself. The bankers are looking out for themselves. If you want to survive the coming crisis, you must take action now. And on that thought, the music is starting. We're going to be back here tomorrow on the Republic Broadcasting Network. Until then, stay safe, keep informed, make good choices, share what you know with who you know. Please support whatreallyhappened.com. Please support Republic Broadcasting. And just tell all your friends they got to tune in and find out what's going on. Aloha, America.